The latest episode of our podcast, Let's Talk Ones and Zeros. And unfortunately, we are a man down today. So today I have Jabbed with me. Hey, Jabbed, how's it going?
Hey, going well. How are you doing today?
Yeah, doing all well. The typical thing in the UK, tube and train strikes. Oh. I mean, a bit crazy, isn't it? But hey, it is what it is.
It's a monthly event now.
It is. It's crazy that they're saying it's going to last all the way up to Christmas.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. Okay. I guess the talks aren't going too well then.
No, not at all. Right. So, loads of updates this week, and we're going to kick off with Xiaomi beating Tesla to building a working robot. Jabbed, your views on working robots? I mean,
what? Well, first of all, I love the nickname, Metal Bro. Like, you can't get much cooler than that with a naming your robot. Just straight up Metal Bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that there are places for it, maybe like more dangerous environments that people no longer have to work in. That's a really good idea for these kind of robots, as horrible as it sounds, making something and then just telling it to go live its life in danger. But I don't know. I think we're a long way, or hopefully a long way away from it being anything to worry about.
Well, it does give up flowers. I mean,
flowers for everyone. Yeah, yeah.
Give out a flower and you go, "Hey, Metal Bro, thanks for that." But it's going to be interesting to see where the robot thing goes. I was a big fan of Honda's Asimo robot back in the day, and it's not really progressed as much from there, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the robots. I mean, there's a part of me that worries that it might just take over some normal jobs, like maybe at the till or stuff like that. So definitely interesting times.
Definitely, but they've got the other ones, like the Boston Dynamics, was it, that sort of yellow dog robot they had? Like that, that's pretty cool. I think it was for military purposes or warehouse purposes, moving stuff around. But that's, I think they can find their niche and not steal jobs.
Yeah. I mean, we got to see. But obviously, Tesla, I didn't realize Tesla were actually working on one. So they've been beaten by Xiaomi. And let's see what Tesla does, which will be definitely interesting.
Now, about the Google training bot as well? They're training it with a different version of AI from what I saw. I know that's probably more interesting to you, given your background.
Wow. Okay. No, I didn't hear about that at all. But that's definitely...
Yeah, they're doing the teaching robots to think for themselves is how they're putting it. They've got a very special version of AI. They're putting them to give them challenges, to give them a broad understanding of how a human might respond to stuff, which is the goal of AI in the end, of course. But I think it's cool the way they're doing it, the way they're training their robots.
That is interesting. I didn't know. I'll probably have to have a read into that. But that's really useful to know. Thank you for that, Jabbed. Right. So the next bit. Google is, and I'm a big fan of game streaming, as everybody knows. Google is testing a way to start streaming games from search results. So the whole idea is you probably search for a game. So for me, let's say it's F1 2022. And in the results, there might be a play now button. Now, as everybody knows, Stadia is Google's platform, but apparently this search result will allow you to launch a game on Xbox Cloud, GeForce Now, and Luna titles, which is Amazon's equivalent. What do you think about this, Jabbed, in terms of being able to search for a game, clicking on play, and playing it?
I think it's pretty cool. It's sort of like where if you search for a movie, sometimes you'll see Watch Now on Netflix, Watch Now on Amazon Prime, and you can instantly load up into it. But hopefully a lot more seamless than that. So I like that. It's just one less step in getting your gaming in.
Yeah, true. But I kind of am a little bit wary, because when Google first announced Stadia, they were like, oh, you search for a game in YouTube and then you can play it there and then. And then now we're in a situation where they're doing this. They've not really delivered on their last promise, so I'm not too sure if they're going to deliver on this.
If they're working with, from what I've seen, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Amazon, then I think they can make it work. I think Google by itself tried their best, but maybe found some shortcomings there, but the future will tell.
Yeah, yeah, that will be, that definitely will be interesting. Now, Jabir, do you want to talk about the Android space?
Yeah, Android 13 rolling up to Pixel phones as of today, is it? Or no, this is a couple of days ago now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a few days ago. Well, this week, yes, Android 13 is coming out. I've not seen too much of a major refresh. It's more like Android 12 with some stuff and items added on top. My only concern is, when is everything else going to get the updates? I mean, because it's just Pixel phones for now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they said like a couple of months until it trickles down to everyone else, but I hope it's a lot shorter than that. Don't want to be waiting months for Android 13. What worries me is, I can't remember the name of it, but have you heard about that sort of lock screen advertisement service? I don't know if you've spoken about it before.
No, I haven't.
No, so what it is there's a company that's apparently pushing out advertisements to people's lock screens, trying to, I don't know if you've had the Amazon Kindle before, where you can buy like the ad-supported version, so whenever you lock it, you see Amazon ads in the background.
Yeah.
Now there's a company sort of trying to get Android devices and maybe even iPhones later on to have adverts right in your lock screen, which I think is terrifying. And I think Android 13 is what they're testing on for Androids.
Right, okay. Oh man, I'd hate that. I like my screens to be clear. So if I had something like that, I hope there is a way that you can turn that off, and I hope they don't charge you for turning it off as well.
No, that's exactly. If it's anything like Amazon, it took me, I think I had to give them a one-time £10 payment for them to remove the adverts, but it's just crazy that we're getting to that stage.
That is mental. I didn't even realize Amazon offered that, to take it off. So that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, I'm not too sure about having advertisements shoved in my face. Probably give me another reason why I don't want to touch my phone as often. But Android 13, foldable phones are going for Android 12L. That isn't out yet properly until, well, obviously, the Fold 4 has it. But again, there just seems to be a little bit of disparity in terms of versioning on Android. And I don't know, I think there needs to be a greater push in this area just to make sure everybody's on the same version, don't you think, Jabir?
I'd say so, but it's obvious why the companies are doing it. Give you a reason to move over to the Pixel versus going to the normal flagships like Samsung.
Yeah, true. But yeah, if you do have a Pixel phone, feel free to download Android 13. Now, Zoom, a lot of organizations using Zoom. Security flaws that let hackers hijack your Mac. I mean, well, that's a bit scary.
Yeah, with everything going on with Apple with that 12.5 update, that is terrifying that it came along with this as well.
Yeah, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, and we'll touch upon it now, Apple are releasing patches for iOS and macOS right now that gives attackers full control of your iPhones, iPads, Macs, even your iPod. So anybody out there who's listening on this on an Apple device, or you have an Apple device, please update your devices. It's really important that you do keep your devices up to date. A lot of people don't tend to do updates, or they don't think about it, or they don't check for it. I think that should be, in my view, I think everybody should have that in their routine once a month. I mean, how often do you tend to check for updates, Jabir?
Honestly speaking, it depends. So on my Windows devices, I'm a lot more sort of up to date with it, just because you see it popping up in your face and it prompts you every chance it gets. With Apple, I think I'm a bit more lazy, just because I think I had more trust in it. But after this, I might change my mind and, make, like you said, make it a routine, maybe even weekly rather than monthly.
Right. Okay. Well, it's just a good piece of a good way of getting people to ensure that they're secure, because we're a lot more involved in data and data integrity, and we use our phones for banking, and we have sensitive information. So anything that we could do to protect that, it's always important. Now, talking about being secure, Signal, instant messaging app similar to WhatsApp, was always touted to be the most secure out there. They've been breached via third party here, and not a high number, but still worrying. But 1,900 phone numbers leaked out. I mean, it's not a good look for Signal right now, is it?
Oh no, yeah. When your whole sort of identity is based around security, that's definitely not a good look.
Yeah, but I mean, what's even scarier is their verification partner, Twilio, I think it's called. They were meant to be super secure. It seems like that's where the issue stemmed from. Again, it's all about making sure your data isn't compromised. So it is scary, isn't it? Because we're hearing more and more of this recently.
Yeah, it's ramping up for sure. I think we spoke in private before about the sort of MailChimp issues that are happening with cryptocurrency related services that use their platform. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I think, a lot of organizations go through it. Apple's gone through it. Microsoft's gone through it. Google will have some stuff. We've had Zoom. I think, like I said, it's one of those things that I think organizations need to be on top of, and one of the things that we as people need to be on top of. So, yeah, definitely need to be on top of that. So, talking about ads, Apple Maps, Javid, advertising to come in apps.
Oh, no. I'm already sort of used to it with Waze, where if you stop for long enough, it says, hey, there's a McDonald's around the corner. But the fact it's coming to Apple Maps is, it says a lot. We're really getting into the age of monetizing everything we can, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I'm not too sure. If I'm trying to search to go to, I don't know, to a cemetery, let's say, as morbid as that sounds. And then it goes, oh, yeah, why don't you go here for a nice and beautiful meal? And it's a really sad. I don't know. It's I think more and more stuff is going to get ads, aren't they? I mean, that's the way that we're going on. But Apple, I can see why Apple Maps are doing it, though, because a lot of people on Apple devices swear by Google Maps. So is this their way to get businesses to use that to go on Apple Maps? I mean, I'll give you a great example. I live around the corner from a supermarket, and next to that supermarket was Creams. And for people who don't know, they do gelatos and stuff like that. That went years ago, but my Apple Maps still says it's there.
Apple Maps is holding out hope they'll come back if they leave them there.
But still, I don't think people are consciously updating the data in Apple Maps for their businesses. So maybe this...
I see what you mean. It is a very roundabout way of getting to that, if I'm being honest. But if it does make people use their platform more, why not? But I feel like it's going to scare away the people they want to use it, the users, like the people that are actually going from A to B.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, everybody's going to end up using Google Maps anyway. So that's the way where we're going for. So Jared, still on the Apple thing. What do you make of employees going to the offices 3 times a week starting in September?
Honestly, I think, and if Ben was here, I think he'd agree with this point. If they have been working thus far, working from home, working sort of in a much more hybrid way, it makes zero sense to me to have a mandatory amount of days for them to come back in.
They've actually set in 2 days, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then another team chosen by a team. So they've kind of dictated what day that you need to come in. I mean, it's good that they haven't done a Monday or a Friday. Or anybody that do work on a Friday, because there's some regions that don't work on a Friday. It is interesting. I mean, at the same time, I do kind of understand to get people to come in, because then you'll just have empty offices.
Yeah, and I completely agree. But I think if we're looking at it from the sort of perspective of the person working, the actual workers themselves, they don't care about the office. That's just the end of it. Of course, the company themselves have leases, have to worry about costs, and other people that work physically have to be there in the office. But for anyone with a corporate role at Apple, they probably don't care if their seat's not used. And that's the main thing. If they don't care about that and their work hasn't suffered from working from home, I think this is just a detriment.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, we'll have to wait and see how this planning to enforce hybrid arrangement comes, but I think a lot of other people are going to follow suit, you know? But we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Now, this is more so in the US. Walmart Plus, I didn't realize Walmart had a streaming service.
Oh, neither did I. Okay.
We'll still get Paramount Plus streaming service as well. So to all the US listeners, if you've got Walmart Plus, get ready to watch some Paramount content.
Congrats. I didn't know Paramount Plus was a thing either. So I've learned two things today.
How can you not know Paramount is not a plus? I mean, did you not hear? I mean, Halo's on there.
Hell, Halo's on. Well, I've consumed my Halo through some other channels. So okay. that would be why I didn't know about Paramount Plus. But okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the only reason why I have Paramount Plus is because, not because I don't even pay for it. It's literally my satellite subscription say, here you go, Paramount Plus for a year for free. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
So that's why I know about it. It's not because I wanted to get it. So, and then their content, to be honest, is actually quite decent. To a point that I actually prefer it over other streaming services. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm getting bored of it now. I'm getting bored of streaming services. Mm. And that's a really weird thing to say, but I go on it and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'm sorry.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I went on Netflix last night to watch some Peep Show that Ben again recommended me.
Yeah.
But then after that, I tried to look for stuff, but it just, then I go through my Amazon Prime. You just can't find that right thing. I think it is more quantity than quality right now. Like you get that one show that you pay for the service for, and then you try to find other things to entertain yourself with, and it's just not there.
I honestly think the only streaming service that looks at quality over quantity is still Apple TV.
Okay.
They don't have a lot. I mean, they have a good few shows, but it's not like loads and loads, and they're all original content. Mm-hmm. And some of their stuff is really good. Like at the moment, I'm watching with my wife a show called, not a show, but a TV series called Surface. Okay. Which is quite interesting. There's Trying, which is all about the processes of adoption and stuff. And they had The Morning Show, which touched upon, the workforce and how, you know, males were towards females and some really interesting topics. So interesting in that sense, but shows that I really enjoyed. So I think right now, as long as Apple stick to that, I think right now Apple Plus might be my favorite streaming service.
Honestly, yeah, now that you mention it, I think we just spoke about it before as well, but Severance, one of my favorite TV shows ever after the last couple of episodes, also on Apple TV, isn't it?
Yes,
recommendation it is. For everyone listening as well. Severance, great show. Absolutely great show.
So really interesting there. Right, so Jabbard, when you go to Las Vegas, what are you going to do?
It seems like I'm going to get in a driverless EV. That is really cool. I think.
Yeah. So they're saying
they're partnering with there.
I'm not too. I think it's called Motional Driverless. I think, but either way, your next Lyft in Las Vegas will be driverless. It's a shame that we don't have Lyft in the UK. Actually, I mean, we've got Uber and other ones, but Lyft, a big brand in the US, is not here.
Yeah, we've got so many here though now. My dad's a minicab driver and he gets me to sign up for every new one he hears about. So
right.
Lyft in the UK will definitely do well because there's so many though. I think the market's just very tough.
It is, but I'll give you a tidbit news. This is a long time ago when I used to work for them, but Lyft was actually owned by the same parent company that owned Trainline. I just thought they missed out on an opportunity to have taxis and trains done through one app, but like I said, it's I don't think they really touched the UK market. I actually Lyft to me was very similar to to Uber, but I think Uber then took it a step forward, and now they've got some weird subscription service on Uber, which I just think it's crazy. Like, you get,
is that
like
the Uber One thing?
Yeah, the Uber One thing. Right. I always, like, whenever I open up an Uber, it goes, "Oh, Uber One." I'm like, I don't care. I said no to it 100 times. But yeah, it's
get Uber Eats discount, so that's something to look forward to. Uber One, that it almost got me, like, genuinely, when I was looking for food to order a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Right. So, Chabad, you were talking about tech firms hiring less people.
Yep.
What do you make of Apple's recent announcement?
Apple reportedly lays off recruiters amid hiring slowdown. Honestly, should have seen it coming. They already had the hiring freezes with interns and other full-time employees going a couple months ago. So I think it really says a lot about the of things to come more than anything. A lot of tech companies are doing the exact same thing. So I'm worried, for one. Worried for people, worried for students freshly graduating, that kind of thing. But I really couldn't say how much longer this is going to go on.
No, but I'm also worried about actual job cuts now.
Oh.
So it's not just only not hiring new people. Will they start looking at getting rid of people? Or making people redundant, not rid of. I should choose my words wisely here. But tough times. But I think after this slowdown, after we come out of it, we'll have a hiring boom. But it's not... I mean, do you hear many people that get redundant go back to the same place? You don't really, do you?
That's true.
So, I mean, in the long run, it's great for other tech firms if they go back on the hiring front and getting people on. But, yeah, definitely tough times.
Definitely there. But you're right about other tech firms sort of profiting from this, because I've already heard stories about companies that go... or force people to come back to the office, those same workers, they get pinched by places that are fully remote. So I think this might benefit those companies as well. People still looking to fill the seats or fill the remote seats, they're going to enjoy this.
Right. Now, question for you, Jared. Are you team green, team blue, or team red?
In CPUs, team blue, all the way. Okay. Even though they've been letting me down for the last... 3-4 years, I still am team blue. How about yourself?
I lean more to team blue, team green. But then team red always brings me back here or there. So if people are wondering what we're talking about, team blue is Intel, team green is Nvidia, and team red is AMD. And AMD are going to unveil their new Zen 4 processors in 10 days time.
Oh, right. Okay. 10 days, not too long now.
No, not too long. I mean, these chipsets are saying that it will be better than the Intel's, the 12th gens. Mm-hmm. But then Intel will have their 13th gen as well. So we're definitely getting there. But yeah, it's a long time coming for AMD. I think Intel made the jump with the 12th gen processors. It'll be interesting to see what their architecture is going to be like for Zen 4. I've not read too much into that.
Yeah, same here. I haven't read too much into it, but I look forward to it. More competition is always good as well, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and hopefully it doesn't cost an arm and a leg either, but we'll have to have to wait and see. Adidas, obviously Ben's not here, but because he's into headsets and earphones and all that, but they're going to release a new solar headphone that can be charged by your bedroom light as well and give you 80 hours of playtime. I mean, what do you make of solar headphones, Jared? I mean, is that something that might tempt you?
Solar headphones are a really cool concept. I just don't know how much I believe that. Being charged by your bedroom light is one thing, but having 80 hours of battery life is unheard of. That is crazy.
It is crazy, but then why did it? I mean, are you not going to go out in the sunshine or some kind of light in 80 hours is the other question that I want to ask. I mean, in terms of playback, I'm also curious to know how quickly they charge as well. Because, you know, you don't want to have a headphone that takes them, you know, 2 days to charge for solar. And then, do you know what I mean? So, definitely interesting. But Adidas, out of all people to make with them.
Now that you say it, yeah, I didn't even process that Adidas of all places making it. So that is really, I guess they're trying to break into the headphone space. That's good for them.
They must be partnering up with somebody for this. I'm surely. Just going onto the website now, Powered by Light. They're not given too much away in terms of how, well, it looks like a piece of fabric that goes over your head, as you can see there.
For the earmuffs, perhaps. Well, actually, the whole thing is a bit odd looking. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it definitely looks odd. I don't think there's any ANC. It's made from recycled parts. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, this might be ideal for the gym, actually.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess they are marketing it as gym wear. Go out for your morning run, charge your batteries or charge your headset batteries, get you up, yeah. Get your miles in. That's pretty good.
That is cool. Right, Logitech VR. If you pay $100, you can get a speaker add-on made by Logitech for the Meta Quest 2. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not too sure about the speakers. I mean, are they going to blurt it out to everybody around you and what you're listening to or playing?
I would hope not. But if they're going for ultra realistic as well, you don't want it booming across your room either. So it's a bit weird.
Yeah. But anybody who's looking for a speaker system to put with their Quest 2, Logitech Chorus is the name of the item. And it's supposed to give you immersive, ultra-realistic sound. I mean, I'm not too sure how I feel about this. I think they look a bit stupid as well, like round speakers on the side.
I mean, who looks cool wearing a VR headset, Snoop?
True. I mean, that's a very good point. That is a very, very good point. But still. So, Nintendo America getting into trouble. Claims of sexual misconduct. I mean, Nintendo usually tend to have a squeaky clean image in my view. So this isn't great for them, is it really?
No, definitely not. I think there's been sort of an uptick of gaming industries being outed for having these kind of gross practices. And I'm happy that it's coming to light. It is important that people speak up about these kind of things, but you're right, I am disappointed in Nintendo. That's really about the norm for them.
It is, but it tends to be, you know, they're saying that several female game testers faced multiple forms of harassment. It's really sad to hear that. And, you know, they do say that female workers are underrepresented at Nintendo still. I really hope the industry changes a bit more, because when I worked in the industry, it was very male-dominated still. And I think that still may be the case today. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've been there. But when I was there, I think there was only, in my department, which I'd say there were 50 people, there were only two females.
Wow, okay.
And, yeah, it's... it is interesting. I do hope that space changes and they, you know, sexual discrimination and, you know, harassment of any form doesn't belong in any industry, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. So, but a shame for a squeaky clean organization. Now, Javid, if you had to buy yourself an all electrical Dodge Charger, I think they're called. And it makes gas-powered noises. How would that make you feel?
Gas-powered noises in an electric car. That is everything I'd want. Everything I'd want. I want to wake up my neighbors when I'm going to work in the morning. That's...
Well, I think it's pretty cool in terms of... okay, so for me, we have a lot of testers going around the UK now. Mm. And sometimes, even when I let sound pass through my headphones or earphones, it kind of takes away the noise of the tires sometimes, so you don't actually hear them.
Okay,
so you don't hear the tires on the, you know, because that's the only noise that it kind of makes, the little small whistling noise. But sometimes that noise gets cancelled out. So if they had a way, and even if someone's, I don't know, deaf, for example, and not paying attention, it's not, well, I guess deaf is not the right one, blind, right? Sorry, that's right. And they've only got the hearing, and yeah, I don't know. I think cars need to make noise. That's my opinion. I know that sounds stupid, but I'm actually a big fan of this.
Honestly, I see what you mean. This is going to be a very weird example, but you know the new or newish green buses.
Yeah.
Around London. Whenever the engine goes off when they're moving like below 10 miles per hour, it genuinely makes me feel ill. But I do get motion sick, so maybe it's a similar vein to that, where if a car doesn't jolt around and make noises, it just feels uncomfortable to me. Maybe it's just it's the way I've grown up, or again my inability to handle moving.
Right. Now, again, we're going to bring up the whole game streaming thing, but if you have GeForce Now, Chrome allowing you to stream at 120 frames per second at 1440p. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's cool. I mean, I've done it through the app, but through a web browser.
Okay, that is pretty... Oh, it does suck that you need an RTX 3080 membership, but that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. That is definitely cool. Now, I know we were talking about streaming earlier on. I don't know how big cable TV is in the US, and maybe that's something for our listeners to reach out to. But apparently, streaming is more popular than cable TV for the first time in the US, apparently.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess when you consider like the average age of people in the US and so maybe the access of internet, that kind of thing, it makes sense. But I'm happy to see that. Well, maybe I shouldn't be so happy because of all the different streaming services out there, but it's good to see that we're making moves towards a more digital age.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. I always enjoyed waiting for something to come onto TV, but we'll have to wait and see how that comes across. Now, Snap giving up on their selfie drones. I didn't even realize they were making one.
Neither did a selfie drone. They couldn't give it more than 4 months. That's, I don't know how it performs, but that is sad.
Well, do you really want to have a drone that follows you to take selfies of you all the time? I'm not too sure how I feel about that.
I wouldn't, but I think my sister would love that. Assuming you don't have to operate yourself.
Fair enough, but that's definitely interesting times. Now, this is my favorite news of the week, and we're probably going to end the podcast on this, but Janet Jackson's 1989 mega hit song, Rhythm Nation, can sonically smash your old hard drive. Janet Jackson is breaking computers, literally, with her voice.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so apparently this song, the frequencies on it, can jiggle data plates to a point of malfunction. Who needs a disk wiping tool when you've got Janet Jackson's voice?
Oh my gosh, that is the brown noise. Janet Jackson does something similar to the brown noise. That is crazy. That is actually crazy.
It seems that the old hard drives from Windows era can just be destroyed with that. And what's really funny is it was Microsoft that was playing around with this. I mean, it's interesting, but are we gonna now look at a way of wiping data via sound? I mean, that's scary.
That is terrifying. That's the new way of cyber attacks, just playing Janet Jackson. It's psychological torture as well.
Yeah. but yeah, crazy. So but to me the whole tech is interesting. Like, you could put it in a little box that plays a frequency of sound that can wipe discs, right? Instead of
hopefully just the older ones. Like, I imagine the new ones are Janet Jackson proof based on what we're reading here.
True, but I'm just thinking about it, right? At the moment we're using USBs or other tools, but if you can create a box that's contained and you put it in a box, a couple of machines, and sound can wipe the disk or something. I mean, there was a point actually talking about sound where somebody made a shower that used sound frequencies to take dirt off your body using sound waves.
Oh, that's a really cool concept. Does it work particularly well, or is it sort of you need to spend a couple hours there?
No. Apparently it worked very well, but we're so ingrained in washing ourselves in water. Like, do you actually feel clean?
That's a good point. I just took a shower with the new Snoop Dogg song. I guess it doesn't work quite the same way.
I'm going to see if I can find it. If not, we'll definitely go into it. But yeah, apparently it is a way of throwing sound in a beam that can take dirt off your body, and it is a thing. And so it's not cheap, I tell you that much. I mean, you can actually buy it now. I didn't realize it was out there in public, but that's not what it is. That's something else. We'll definitely have to look into this. Mm. But yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy that Janet Jackson's doing that. But anyway, I'm going to end the podcast there. Jabbed, thank you very much for joining me on this podcast. Anything you want to say to our viewers, well, not viewers, but to our listeners out there?
Yeah, thank you, everyone that listens in. Hope you stick around with us, and we'll keep talking about everything cool going on in the world.
Cool. Right. Well, thank you to everybody, as Jabbed said, and we will catch you next week. We're going to try and move this to Fridays, actually, because I think it's a good way to end the week instead of a midweek update. So we're going to move our podcast to Fridays, and I hope that you all enjoy it. And yeah, just make sure you don't play Janet Jackson anywhere near you. So cool. Have a good one. Take care, everybody.